effort.
All right, folks, we're back with the Chinese GP preview. Last time we had technical issues.
Yeah.
So let's continue with the part two.
Don't hate us.
Yeah. So, but before we begin, as usual, this podcast is available to you on Audioboom, iTunes, and YouTube. And that's Ipsabat Nagar. I am Ishan Lalit.
Yet again.
And we were talking about Williams. So, but before we do that, we were talking about Williams having that website saying, yeah. Lance Stroll, has Lance Stroll crashed yet? Just like they have a website saying, has McLaren broken down today?
No, it's just like having a website called, have you killed your son yet?
Well, well. That's what Papa Stroll is thinking. He spent $20 million on Lance Stroll to get that F1 seat.
Oh. Well, I can't.
Well.
Because I don't have it.
Yeah, nobody has $20 million. That's why it's kind of... Are we seeing the best drivers on the grid? Of course not. Because there are $20 million seats going about.
Yeah, there's nothing going in their pockets. Nothing whatsoever.
Yeah.
Really.
So Massa, the old man Massa, finished P5 for Williams, which is a great result. Which is a great result. That's 8 points in the midfield. That puts them ahead of Force India.
They said that we'll be ahead you. No, actually that was Renault.
Yeah, Renault.
Renault, we took you.
Well, we'll talk about Renault in a minute. Because Force India didn't look fast. And they... Even right now, Perez has come out and said they're not the fastest in the midfield.
They're the least fastest.
Well, Perez is kind of exaggerating. He wants a faster car. Obviously, that's how he'll put it across. He wants a faster car. Also, plus, they're going to put additions on that car. If they're not the fastest right now, they're far better than the last season. Because last season, they were at 0 points. At this juncture, so they're building up a car, and they continuously build the car through the midfield, as Perez has put up, and they will be much more competitive. Yeah, competitive in four races or so. But yeah, okay. Perez put his car through great passing moves. But couldn't catch the Williams on both the Toro Rossos. Ocon also scored his first Formula One points with Force India. So Force India, yeah.
And man, the way he took them. Oh man, that is my driving goal. And I'm learning to drive these days. And I'm like, oh my God, he can do that at that speed. I can definitely take over some autovelas.
Yeah. So you'll ask Checo.
You like my pace? You like it?
I'll ask this to Karthik when I'm driving and in CD sitting right beside me. And I do you like my pace? Do you?
That's gonna freak him out.
Oh yeah, I want that.
Toro Rosso, 6 points. 1 point less than Force India, who's at 7 points. Sainz finished P8.
Yeah, that's what Perez says, now that we need to collect points since we are not the fastest car on field.
Yeah, until they develop the car better. So they do need to collect points. And Toro Rosso finished with a double point haul at P6. Sainz was at P8. Kvyat was at P9. And Kvyat was not saying, why does this happen to me all the time? Kvyat was actually scoring points. So, yeah. Renault. Let's come down to Renault. Hülkenberg finished P11.
That's oh, I'm points. So happy. Karma.
Yeah. Hülkenberg finished P11 and I'm sorry, I'm talking about Haas.
Another technical glitch in the show.
I'm talking about Haas and Romain Grosjean. Because Romain Grosjean qualified way up there and then he just, that car did not look great. Haas, as I was talking about, Romain Grosjean did not finish, Kevin Magnussen did not finish. Both these cars... with their Ferrari engines were supposed to do really well. Everybody was talking about them doing well. It didn't happen.
Yeah, I bet Ferrari gave them some kind of secret
They told them to shut up and call it a water leak. Let's put it.
Exactly. They did something. I'm pretty sure. You know, the main Ferraris in this Ferrari is I Cry Conspiracy. Let's search on YouTube.
Right. So, let's talk about the Chinese GP. Who do you think is going to win the Chinese GP?
Ferrari.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm placing my bets there.
I think...
Mercedes.
The hybrid era has always been Mercedes.
Okay, let's bet. Beer versus wine.
Ooh. I'll take it. Mercedes. Okay, who's gonna be the driver of the race?
I think Kimi Raikkonen is gonna do good.
Kimi. The number two driver from Ferrari. The so-called number two driver from Ferrari.
I don't know. I just have this feeling. Because I didn't want to say Lewis Hamilton because that would mean that he would win or something. I would choose from Vettel or Kimi Raikkonen. I calculated.
You're never going to pick Lewis, are you?
No.
Okay.
I do not like him. Because he won so much, man. I mean, that's not fair on us. I don't care who is. He can win all he wants. It's just don't win so much.
I think, like, you know what give I think? Way. I think Alonso is going to be the driver of the race.
Alonso. No.
Hey, man, he's driving a literal tub. He's driving a tub and he's making it work. So Alonso has to be. And if he can get the McLaren... This is going to be a horrible race for McLaren.
Yes.
And if he can finish in that McLaren, he's going to be my driver of the race.
Your driver of the race. Your,
who's
your,
going to win the race? I think Lewis Hamilton.
That was a good lap.
Yeah.
A sexy lap.
When Vettel wins, I'll do this.
No, I think Vettel will be like...
Yeah, you know what? Here's the message for Charlie. Oh, honestly...
Yeah, even I would be like that.
Okay,
I can't say it.
Okay, who do you think is going to be the shitbox of the race?
Force India, the shitbox. Because they made that box pink and they made that fucking nose. Beeping nose. And they couldn't improve the car.
I'll put a beep there.
Okay, he'll do that.
Okay, I think Renault. Everybody keeps talking about them manufacturing better cars. I think it's going to be Renault.
They're changing their parts now.
Yeah, or Haas. As Roman keeps saying,
The brake doesn't break.
Well, so, you can brake in the sand. That is, oh God, that would be disaster.
Yeah, in those long straights after coming at that speed, I think Haas is going to be having a major problem. And let's get down to it. Who's going to be the ping ponger of the
race? Honestly, what are we doing? Racing or ping pong?
Ping ponging.
Ping ponger of the race.
We are ping ponging.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be Lance Stroll. Because Lance Stroll is going to crash again.
Let's see. I just hope nobody crashes. I secretly hope that somebody, so that we can have some entertainment that does not make us a bad person.
Meanwhile, Sebastian Vettel will be like,
can I go for a wee?
So, pick who's gonna crash?
Lewis. And then he would go like, no, no, no.
Team Lewis Hamilton hates you right now.
Yeah, they can hate me. I'm nobody.
Alright, so that's all from us. Let's hope you guys enjoy the Chinese GP. Let's hope it's an interesting one. For all our sakes.
Yeah.
And with a lot of overtaking, because Formula One doesn't think there is a lot of overtaking these days.
I'm learning driving from F1, so I think.
Not the greatest place to learn how to drive, but... As usual, this episode is available for you at Audio Home, iTunes, and YouTube. That's Ipsa Bhatnagar. I'm Ishan Lalit. And I love Porsche India. She hates it.
He loves Mercedes. I hate it.
She absolutely hates Lewis Hamilton.
And he loves it. So.
Team Lewis. So, until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.